lurching down the ice. He's got a stick. He's in. Backhand. Score. A beauty. And Connor McDavid on fire early.
And there's Connor. And Mike Smith is going to go. And center ice. Talbot and Smith. Moving on both sides of this battle of Alberta. This is unbelievable.
This 1 year, 1.5 year here. Getting me more confidence. For sure, I'm stronger and faster, and I feel like I'm growing up for person and player a lot. Feels like I'm like ready to get the new step for the NHL.
Now McDavid across the drive, scores 100 points for Leon.
We could learn from what we went through, and everyone's pissed off about it. I think that's the best way to describe it, but there's a taste in everyone's mouth that's very, that no one likes. We need to find a way to not have that taste, and we've had it 4 out of 5 years here, so you know we need to be better.
Well, hello, welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Wednesday, April 14th, no Oiler game. As we await Friday, is it going to go down? We don't know yet. We'll hear from Dave Tippett on that scenario there. I am your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260 and the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. You can connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Today's episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find one of our Locked On Rooms. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. On today's show, we will be joined by the voice of the Bakersfield Condors, Ryan Holt, as we'll get a good look. They picked up a win last night. They're rolling. They're going for their fifth win tonight in Colorado. Interesting team. Condors have three in the top seven in league scoring. Stuart Skinner's playing great, and we'll just get a good update on the Oilers AHL team. You want to connect with him, hit him up at Condors Holty on Twitter. All right, guys, not much coming from Oilers practice today. Oh, and Ryan Holt is coming up in minutes from now. They were back on the ice. No Nuge again. Not looking good for Friday and Saturday, but here's Dave Tippett with an update on Nugent Hopkins.
He's still up in the air a little bit. He skated again this morning on his own and a little longer today, so I'll see what TD says, whether he joins our group tomorrow or not. He's waiting for some clearance from the doctor, but he skated for almost 45 minutes, I think, this morning, so we'll see where he gets tomorrow.
It's not all bad news. He is skating, like you heard there, 45-minute skate, and then, again, he'll check in with the doctors and see where Nuge's status is for what's coming up here Friday in Vancouver, then Saturday in Winnipeg. I know there's a lot of reports out there and a lot of stuff on Twitter about how are they going to play this game. I think the Canucks have 14 players that are good to go for Friday. But again, it's a little risky. A lot of these players just getting over COVID, some still on the COVID list. So we'll see what happens here going forward with with this game on Friday. They're supposed to, I think, fly out here probably tomorrow. So we'll know for sure if this game's 100% a go for the Edmonton Oilers. I know you're all missing it. It's tough in a game since Saturday, and it was an ugly one. So that's all pretty much coming from practice. Everything else remained the same. So not a lot to report on the Edmonton Oilers. There's one game ongoing right now, Minnesota and Arizona. Of course, this game was postponed due to the situation there in Minnesota. So that game is an afternoon game today. And we got five other games, two in the North Division. Montreal's home to Calgary. That's an enormous game. I think they play two games here. So Calgary trying to catch Montreal for that last playoff spot. And they picked up a OT win over the Toronto Maple Leafs on Tuesday night. And Ottawa's home to the Winnipeg Jets. Colorado's in St. Louis to take on the Blues. It's the Kings and Golden Knights from LA. And the Sharks host the Anaheim Ducks. All right, guys, like I said, not a lot of news on the Oiler front. In the third segment, we will hear from Dave Tippett and get to some news from around the NHL. As I now welcome in Ryan Holt, the voice of the Bakersfield Condors. You can connect with him on Twitter at CondorsHolty. Ryan, Condors coming off a 6-2 win last night over Colorado. They're right back at it in Colorado tonight, looking to win their fifth straight game. This team's rolling nicely right now. What can you say about last night's game and kind of a look ahead to tonight?
Yeah, 15-4-1 in their last 20 games are the Condors, and really there hasn't been a stinker all season long. This team's kind of been in every game, and it's just been a fun team to watch. It's a really balanced team right now. Brad Malone was out for the last 13 games, the Condors captain, and You know, the batting order, kind of as Jay Woodcroft calls it, was kind of reshuffled and reset with Brad Malone coming in and being able to center his line. The Benson McLeod Marody line has easily been the best line in the American Hockey League this year. And then you have Adam Crackle and Seth Griffith on the third line, if you will. And they've been joined by Raphael Lavoie here over the last week, and they've had success too. So it's a really balanced team. It's a really deep team. It's a D-core that doesn't have any flashy defensemen back there, but they all just get their job done. It's one of the top offensive teams in the league. It's one of the top defensive teams in the league. It's a really fun team to watch. It's been a pleasure to watch them this season, and kind of unfortunate with all the protocols and not being able to have fans in the building, because people would like to watch this team in person, and they'll get a chance to do that soon. But a nice win last night. It was a game tied in the third, 2-2 after Colorado tied it up early in the third, and then the Condors really put their hammer down. Benson, Marody had goals in the third period, and they continue to kind of pace the offense. McLeod had a goal in the first, and it's just been a fun team to go about it, and we'll see what happens tonight. It's a pretty good Colorado team. It's a team that's been buzzing lately, so Condors will have their hands full again.
And you brought up that line, you know, Cooper Marody second in the league in scoring, Benson fourth, Ryan McLeod seventh, all having fantastic seasons. Just what can you say about these three players? I mean, I know here in Edmonton, everybody keeps saying, call up Benson, call up McLeod, but they're doing great things down there in Bakersfield. What's kind of been the reason for such success for these top three guys?
Yeah, I think it's been an interesting season from the point of, you know, with the quarantine rules and with going back and forth, there hasn't really been that kind of up and down. So there's really been continuity for Bakersfield this season, which is something that is rare in the American Hockey League. And, you know, I'm not stupid, and I don't think anyone else down here is stupid. I think, you know, if the rules were a little different, potentially there would be a call up or two. Actually, I know there would be if this was a normal season, just the way McLeod, Marody and Benson have played. And, you know, I think at some point they're going to make life difficult for Oilers management, for Bakersfield management, and to figure out where they're going to be slotted, because they're having a fantastic season. And, you know, the best part, I think, about that line just in general is that, one, they complement each other well, but two, it's not padded with empty net goals. It's not padded with power play points that you see some other league leaders have. It's really 5-on-5, and it's shorthanded. McLeod has two shorthanded goals this season, and he doesn't have a power play point, which is incredible when you think about it for a guy with his skill. Benson, you know, has played on the penalty kill predominantly this year as well. That's something that they wanted to help him grow as an opportunity. If he does get to the next level, when he does get to the next level, you know, to be a penalty kill guy. And he's learned that skill this year. And, you know, Marody was a victim last year of injury. He was never healthy, even when he was playing, and not to say that he was hurt, but he was never 100% physically, mentally, just to be able to play every night. And he's fully back healthy. And when he's been healthy, he's been the most dominant American Hockey League player over the last 3 years. How that translates to the NHL, we'll see. But at the end of the day, you know, they're taking steps forward, and they're going to make life difficult.
Yeah, definitely a positive for the Edmonton Oilers organization, especially when it comes to Tyler Benson and Ryan McLeod, and a good problem for them to have heading into next season as well. One player that has just joined the team, Raphael Lavoie, back from Sweden. How has he looked, Ryan, in his first five games there?
Yeah, he's acquitted himself nicely in his first week. He was held without a point for the first two games, I think, and now he has points in three straight. He's got goals in each of his last two out of his last three games. And, you know, the first thing you notice with him is he's a big winger. The second thing you notice is he shoots the puck from just about anywhere in the attacking zone. He doesn't care where it comes from. If it's on his stick, it usually will find at least the goaltender. So he's playing with Adam Cracknell and Seth Griffith. Cracknell's another shooter, and Griffith is, you know, maybe the best setup man, you know, the AHL has seen for the better part of the last 5-6 years here in the American Hockey League. And I think that's great for Raph. It's great to be able to play with a guy like Adam Cracknell, who's done it for so long, and kind of similar players. If you think about it, I think Raph, you know, has more speed, obviously at this point of his career, but you know, Cracknell is a guy who, you know, is a shoot first mentality, has a big body, But I think, you know, it's going to be good for Raf to be able to see a guy like Cracknell on that line, because they're going to hold him accountable defensively, playing a 200-foot game. And when the team doesn't have the puck, and, you know, I think Raf's learned a lot from them in his brief time. And he's an unassuming young man in Raphael Lavoie, but he's got an air of confidence about him. And I really like that in a player, especially a guy who's a goal scorer. He's, I won't use the word cockiness, because it's confidence. And, you know, it's great to see a 19-year-old have that kind of confidence coming into, you know, his professional career.
Hey, and make sure to check out Locker Room. You want a live audio-only sports talk platform? You want to talk to me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time? Locker Room is a free audio-only social media platform for sports fans. Perfect for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and reacting to all the breaking news. Make sure to come with your spiciest takes. All you need to do is download the Locker Room app, free in the iOS App Store. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new ones like caramel brownie, cookies and cream, and my personal favorite, carrot cake. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high in protein, high fiber, and great for the keto diet. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code Locked On, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code Locked On for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Ryan Holt, the voice of the Bakersfield Condors, joining me here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. Looking at this D-core, they don't have that big name when in terms of the AHL players, but which player or which pairing is leading the charge for the Condors?
Yeah, it's interesting. The team has played 7 defensemen the entire season, and that's been by design. I think a lot of it early on was because there was a lot of unknown. We had Ryan Stanton and Kevin Gravel, who we've known from the organization. But everyone else aside, and, you know, Lennstrom went up early and now is back with the team. But aside from Markus Niemelainen, there wasn't an NHL contract. Now that's changed here over the last couple of weeks with the additions of Kesselring and Kemp. And now you have some NHL contracts, but you also have NHL contracts who are coming out of college and coming out of junior, you know, unproven guys at the professional level. So to be able to have 7 defensemen, it's kind of been sharing minutes by committee. Now, that being said, Lennstrom, I think, has been really unheralded for this team all season long. Niemelainen, he's been out with an injury. He's going to be out for a little bit of time here with an injury, but he's been great when he's been in there. And I think he's a guy who has a shot, you know, with a good year next year, with a good offseason, a good offseason of training. He's a big body. There's more offense to his game than I thought there was, you know, just looking at stats coming over from Europe. And one player who's really impressed is Vinny Desharnais. You know, he's 6'7", and we got a huge defensive core. I think the smallest guy back there right now that plays regularly is 6'1". You know, we've got 4 guys back there that are, you know, 6'5" and above. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's a big D-core, and it's a great penalty-killing D-core. Offense has been there when needed, but they know that there's a ton of skill up front. So, you know, it's a decor that knows that if they move the puck up front, the puck's going to find the back of the net. So, it's a decor that's, you know, as a unit is been tremendous. Our goals against are top 5 in the American Hockey League. And they've just done their job, which has been nice to see.
Looking at 22-year-old Stuart Skinner, we saw him play that one game here up in Edmonton early on in the season. It was an 8-5 win over the Ottawa Senators, but his numbers in the AHL, 13-5-1 this year, 9-14 save percentage, 2.38 goals against average. And just looking at his previous seasons, he's really found this game this year, eh, Ryan?
Yeah, he's always been confident, but it's a confidence and a consistency this year. We saw flashes of it last season. He was kind of thrown into the fire. Shane Steret, who was kind of projected to kind of be the number one, got hurt early and was out for basically the entire season. And then Skinner stepped in and played, you know, 41 games last year in that shortened season. He probably would have ended up playing about 60 last year, you know, if we finished the campaign. And there were flashes of it. And this year you're seeing a more consistent approach to his game. There's not as much scramble, if you will. Everything is kind of collected in the defensive zone. There's a structure about it. There's always been a confidence with him, but it's proven in the numbers this year. He started really hot. The numbers kind of came back to the mean, if you will. And now he's really settled in and found his game. You know, the team knows that if they score 3 goals a night, they're probably going to win the hockey game. And that's kind of, you know, held true the entire season. So he's having a nice season. He leads the league in wins. And again, he's another guy who's going to make life difficult. He's going to make, you know, management's life difficult, which I think is what a player would want, which is what the management probably wants. And, you know, he's having a nice season.
Yeah, good to see for the local product, Stuart Skinner. Ryan, pretty cool, the gig you have. I mean, you get to see a lot of these players come in young and then kind of make the jump to the NHL. I don't know how much of the Oilers you've watched this year, but what have you made of guys like Willie Lagesson and then to I guess, a bigger extent, guys like Yamamoto and Caleb Jones having some success up here in Edmonton?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's the reason why, you know, we come to work every day is to, you know, see guys progress to the next level. I think I will say this about the last three seasons is when guys have been called up, they've been called up and made an impact, and they've typically not come back. You know, so guys, and you can extend that to Bear and Bouchard and Patrick Russell, you mentioned Yamamoto and Jones, Lagesson. The defensive core, I think, has, you know, been boosted by Dave Manson and his tutelage down here in Bakersfield. And you're seeing guys who, you know, I think when they started their pro careers, you might not have projected them as, you know, full-time NHLers. I'll use Lagesson as the example, you know, but you can even look at Bear and Jones. They're not, you know, first and second round picks that are just destined to be NHLers. And, you know, these guys are groomed here in Bakersfield, and there's another crop of defensemen. There's another crop of forwards, you know, itching to get in. And you look at guys that are going to come in the organization the next couple of years, and Broberg and, you know, Holloway down the road, and guys that are going to come over from Europe as well. And it's been great to see. And it's a fun league to be in, the American Hockey League. It's a little different from the NHL. You know, I'm a little closer to the team than, you know, guys in the NHL in my position are, which is great. And I love watching the Oilers. I love seeing guys like Yamamoto and just knowing, you know, the personalities behind the players. And, you know, what you see is what you get up there. And I think everyone's enjoyed their time in Bakersfield. They have a great affinity for the city, a great affinity for the organization. And that pipeline is now kicking in full gear.
Yeah, definitely credit to the coaching staff there in Bakersfield. I know you got to run, Ryan. One last one here for you. How has the season been in this pandemic with the AHL and all that?
Yeah, it's a little different than the NHL, just in terms of protocols. You know, we follow local guidelines. So, here in the States, for most of the cities that we go to, it's a little more open in terms of tiers and things like that. So we are able to get bites to eat at restaurants and, you know, be able to sit outside or be able to sit inside with distance. And so that's been nice because, you know, I can only eat hotel food so much. So, you know, I like getting out and enjoying a meal on the road. And you know, my family is big in the restaurant business. And you know, I know personally, you know, what it's been, you know, like to have all these restaurants go through what they're going through. So anytime we can get out and kind of, you know, have some patronage at those places, it's been fun. We get tested 4 or 5 times a week, you know, with COVID testing, and knock on wood, we've been pretty lucky with that. We had a little bit of a food poisoning or whatever we want to call it a couple of weeks ago in San Jose. And that kind of knocked us out for a couple of days, but thankfully it wasn't COVID. We've been fortunate. And, you know, other than that, you know, I've always said, you know, if it's a scale of 1 to 10 on, you know, how much of my daily or how much of the team's daily schedule has been disrupted, it's about a 2 or a 3. It really hasn't been that bad. Things are a little different, but it's really not, you know, that bad in terms of the bigger scale of things. So we've enjoyed it, and a couple of weeks left and a couple trips to Vegas coming up. So things aren't bad at all.
That's awesome, Ryan. I really appreciate you taking the time this morning to update us on the Bakersfield Condors, who go for their 5th straight win tonight in Colorado, and Marody, Benson, and McLeod keep having fantastic seasons. Stuart Skinner as well. But Ryan, safe travels, continue to do great work, and we'll chat soon.
Thanks, Hernan. I appreciate it. Take care.
There's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code Locked On for your 50% welcome bonus. The NHL is well underway, so don't sit on the sidelines anymore and get in on the action. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, big shout out to Ryan Holt for joining me to do talk some Bakersfield Condors, currently second in their division on points percentage. McLeod, Marody, Benson rolling all in the top 7 when it comes to league scoring. Stuart Skinner has got fantastic numbers as well. And you heard there the D-Core, usually seven, all chipping in and doing some good stuff on the PK. And yeah, just a unit that's working well together right now. And shout out to that coaching staff. Once again, thanks to Ryan Holt for joining me on today's podcast, as it is a slow day in terms of Edmonton Oilers news. No news again with the full group at practice. He did skate on his own for 45 minutes. And again, it's up to the doctors, and we'll see if he's cleared to go this weekend. To some news from around the NHL, the Dallas Stars announced that Ben Bishop and Alexander Radulov are out for the rest of the season. Tough blow there with Radulov. Bishop's been, he hasn't played a game this year. So tough news there for the Dallas Stars. Also, the Sabres also announced that Captain Jack Eichel will miss the remainder of the season due to a herniated disc in his neck. 24-year-old has been sidelined since March 7th. What a disastrous season for the Buffalo Sabres. You truly got a feel for them. Jack Eichel, who's one of the best players in the league, returns to full health and can help out this team moving forward. Hopefully they can turn the corner. According to TSN Hockey insider Darren Dreger, the Buffalo Sabres announced the hiring Jason Carmanos as an assistant general manager. Jason Carmanos joining the Buffalo Sabres as an assistant GM. So that's it for your news of the day when it comes to the NHL. Let's hear from the head coach, Dave Tippett, as he met with the media earlier today.
Dave, can you give us your thoughts on your, whether you have any expectations that the game in Vancouver might be postponed? Have you been following what's going on over there and everything?
Yeah, I mean, just as probably hear as much as you do, really. We're anticipating it's on, you know, until we hear different, you know, our travel plans and our practice schedule and everything has been set up that we're going. So I haven't heard any different, but I guess we'll just have to monitor day to day. Right now, we're scheduled to go there tomorrow afternoon still.
And if you do go there, what are your thoughts on having to play Friday in Vancouver, fly right over Alberta and I don't know, get into Winnipeg at 4 a.m. or whatever it is, and yeah, then play the team you're going against for second place on Saturday night?
It is what it is. The schedule is, you know, we know it's had some quirks this year because of the situation, and you just have to deal with the hand that you're dealt. And that's, you know, that's the hand we've been dealt here. So it's not an ideal situation, but there's no excuses. You got to do what you got to do. We've got an early game on Friday night, and so we get in there a little bit earlier than anticipated. And then the game in Winnipeg on Saturday night's not till 9:00. So we'll have some time in between, but it's you just have to deal with it and focus on what you have to do to win. We'll be there to play.
But I'm just curious, how can you say how much more challenging this year has been from a coaching perspective, you know, with the constant schedule changes and, you know, obviously dealing with things off the ice? How have you and your coaching staff been able to kind of fare during this season?
I don't know if it's more challenging. It's different. You know, and there's been some positive, like someone playing a team two and sometimes three times in a row has been interesting. They're like little playoff series. And it's, once you win the first game, it's harder to win the second game. So there's some things like that from a coaching standpoint that has been different, but it's been kind of intriguing. It's been kind of interesting to be involved in. Now, that being said, some of the quirks in the schedule where you're playing a lot of games in a short amount of time, and then you have a few days off, and changes in the schedule are something that doesn't normally happen. So you're dealing with changes. It's, from a coaching staff, it's probably not that bad. You're kind of trying to pound home the same things every day, but the people that I feel for, the travel people, they're scrambling every day as things change. So it's been different. I wouldn't say more challenging, but different.
Dave, Oilers have done a very good job so far of staying COVID safe, but you know, the COVID fatigue affects everybody. Are you still seeing in the room that they're talking about it and they're self-policing, and it's something that is a daily focus point?
No, it is a daily focus point. Our group has been very vigilant, and you know, I give Dr. Nadeau and TD a ton of credit. They're at the forefront of that and making sure that the protocols are in place and they're being met. And our guys are like, they just like you say, they talk about it. They want to keep it out. And, you know, it's all the players talk. You've got the players in the U.S. now, a lot of them are vaccinated and things are a little more open there, but our focus as a team has been really strong, and they're committed to it. We've got a job to do this season, and we want to make sure that we're doing the best we can with hockey and the protocols to keep everybody safe.
Hey, make sure to get the upper hand in your fantasy league with daily fantasy hockey advice from Locked On Fantasy Hockey. Fantasy hockey expert Scott Cullen gives you tips, insights, and analysis for season-long Dynasty and DFS leagues, breaking down all the stats and information to keep you ahead of the competition. Subscribe to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast wherever you get your podcasts. All right, guys, that was Dave Tippett meeting with the media today. He touched on Friday's game, if it's a go or not, playing back-to-backs, getting them late into Winnipeg. But it is a late game. It's a 9 p.m. local start. So two big games coming up for the Edmonton Oilers. He also touched on the COVID situation. Edmonton has done a pretty good job outside of that scare in Montreal with Jesse Puljujarvi, but nothing came from it. It was a false positive, and he was able to rejoin his team. Like I said, a slow Wednesday in terms of Edmonton Oilers stuff. Nugent Hopkins skated by himself for 45 minutes, and they'll continue to track that with the team doctors to see if he's a goal for this upcoming weekend's two games, Friday and Saturday. So we'll wait and see on that. But other than that, we got a good, nice little update from Ryan Holt, the voice of the Bakersfield Condors, is that that team's doing some good stuff. A lot of young players there, Benson, McLeod, Marody, Lavoie, all doing great, great work for the AHL team there. And it's a good problem for the Edmonton Oilers to have. And you got to be excited about some of these players, McLeod and Lavoie. Can they push for a spot here in the coming years? Marody, I know he's having a good year. I just don't ever see him as a regular NHLer, but Tyler Benson's right there. He's knocking on the door. So we'll keep tracking this team and wishing them continued success as they're back at it today in Colorado, looking for their fifth straight win. And earlier on, they had that 9-game win streak. So kudos to the Bakersfield Condors. With this full week, we've gone kind of in depth on Dmitry Kulikov. Let me know again on Twitter at HernandoMan and at Lockdown Oilers. Who should he be paired with? And I saw an interesting thing yesterday. Dave Staples from the Journal tweeted out, rank your defenseman this year. And I was blown away, man. Like, absolutely blown away with some of the rankings. Like, there's some people had Barry 7 or 8 and or Jones as high as 3, or what the hell are people watching? So I was just thrown back. Go check it out. It's on his Twitter. And I was, I mean, some people had Barry in the top 3, and it was just interesting. I mean, I'd go Nurse, Larson, Barry, probably Russell or Lagesson, because they've all played Bear and Jones up till now. And now Bear is trending in the right direction. He's been a lot better in the last few weeks here. So you probably have him there in that Russell Lagesson range. But Jones, yeah, I don't have him in the top 4 at all. And then Bouchard, you just haven't seen enough. So it's a little unfair to kind of rank him at the bottom, because you just haven't seen him enough. Anyways, time to wrap up this edition. One more day to go without a game. I'll be tomorrow, so who knows what the hell we're going to talk about on the podcast tomorrow, but we'll come up with something as we approach game day on Friday. All right, guys, connect with me on Twitter at HernandoMan and at Locked On Oilers. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. From my producer Juanito and the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am HernandoMan talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the sunny, sunny day we have. We'll chat tomorrow.